These are the people who have lived for the president for 30 years, 25 years, and over. So, the president who has been the president for over 1 year, the people have lived with him without any of them creating security challenges or havoc for the president. And so for the national security to come up today and say that the people have to leave because they are leaving their forces security challenges to the president is, to put it in the simplest, inhumane. And that suggests that the president is not sympathetic. The president doesn't see the way the people are suffering and just want to add up to the unemployment that we have in the country.
To you claim that the president is behind all these and not national security. Do you have any evidence to support that claim?
The president is behind it because the president can stop the work by the national security today. We are told that when the president was candidate, the people saw the threat and so they went to him and the president assured them that whether he was made a president or not, the people were going to continue to live with him. When he was made a president, the people went to him and assured them that even though the national security wanted to sack them from their places, that for him, he was not going to allow this to happen. He was going to continue to live with them. And so if today the president is quiet, the president doesn't want to say anything, the conclusion is that the president has sat down with the national security and just asked them to, remove the people from I believe that the president just want to eject them from there.
Are you saying that you don't believe in the security analysis that he gave, the risks associated with people living so close to the president?
Why should we protect a private property? The president, whether the house belongs to him or not, his house has a coverage.
MP for Bodi Samson Ahi.